Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. And you can hear Ruth every Monday morning right at this time as we talk about stories that they're following and that are coming up. Good morning there, Ruth.
Hello, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, after a beautiful weekend, I'm fine.
Good. Glad to hear it.
And how about you?
Okay, and headed out for a really busy week.
Yeah, it is a busy week.
We are chock full. And life is returning to the northwest corner. Lots of in-person things going on now. So let's hope the COVID rate declines again. We were at Kellogg School this week for an interesting little exhibit on electricity through the Eversource mobile learning experience, which was great. We were at North Canaan Elementary School for the Arbor Day festivities, which is always great. They plant a new tree on campus. And I must say it was nice to get away from budgets for at least a few minutes, but we're really back into it again. There was a meeting in North Canaan. They have finally settled, the Board of Finance settled on a budget. It will be sending to a hearing on May 11th. There was a lot of concern about salaries for the hourly employees, the 9%, so the selectmen reduced it, all those. And the conversation really focused on the low pay of Canaan town employees as compared to those in the other towns. A lot of discussion. Town crew was there, and it's a problem. They have, you know, they're not the wealthiest town in the region, and they're get hit with school costs, and now the selectmen's budget had to take some trimming. The Sharon Board of Finance held its hearing on Friday night, and most of the discussion there revolved around decreasing enrollment at Sharon Center School, but the Finance Board did approve sending it to town meeting on May 13th, so lots of meetings coming up. And this week, very busy. Tonight is really busy. We have the regular Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, and Region 1. And in addition to that, there's a hearing on the Small Cities Grant for the River Road Project in Falls Village. That's at 7 o'clock. So we've got to fit that in with everything else. Please remind everybody about the vote tomorrow, the annual Region 1 budget vote. Noon to 8 p.m. in all the town halls. It's a $16.6 million budget, and hopefully people will come out to at least show their concern of yes or no. As we know, Marshall, it's always a low turnout.
Yeah, one can help. One can hope, but I still don't, you know. $16 million is a lot, and I'm not saying turn out and vote against it at all. That's
right.
Not what I'm
no,
saying. I'm just saying turn out and vote.
Vote. Just show, you know. Exercise your right to vote. It's not like years ago where we had all that brouhaha and it went for seven times. But speak out. Yeah. Okay, on Wednesday, Betty, the mobile unit, is coming to Cornwall. It'll be there from 9 to 1, I believe, at the Union in West Cornwall. This is that healthcare unit that people can come in and through community health and wellness and do all sorts of medical services. And that night at 7:30 is the Salisbury budget hearing, and that's by Zoom, I believe, so you can listen in. On Thursday is the day of prayer, and there are going to be services in most of the towns, gathering to pray for education, for our school leaders, for arts, for everything. And there are different times in each town, so we did have a notice in the paper as to where you can go for that. On Friday, Noble Horizons, you know, is celebrating an anniversary this year and having all different functions, and on Friday, the Galuzzos are going to be giving some artwork, donating it from their white gallery to Noble, and there's going to be a little reception from 5 to 7. On Saturday, the Democrats in Salisbury are having their annual auction, or biannual maybe, auction from 5 to 8 at the Town Grove, and that is always a hoot with Dave Beresdorfer at the auction bidding table, and lots of camaraderie and lots of good stuff. So I think we're busy every day this week.
It is a very busy week. And well, it's the first week of the month. So
It is the first week of the month. Well, and as we said, things are coming alive. It's nicer weather, hopefully, and people are coming out. So I hope to see other folks there. There was a nice reception on Saturday night for Mary Palmer. She was given the Falls Village Housing Trust First Community Championship Award for her years of service, and that was in conjunction with raising awareness of the Housing Trust and their project on their 16-unit project on River Road. So it was a fun time at the Center on Main.
A member of the class of Ought 71.
She was, along with some other dignitaries, I understand,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What a class.
I gather it must have been those poor teachers. Just put in a plug here. I don't know if you've done it, but Spencer Bronson, the first resident trooper in Canaan, put out a plea. There's a scam going around about paving driveways. There's a group that's and focusing mainly on seniors. They come in, say they're going to, you know, repave your driveway, do a really subpar job, usually ask for more money, and then leave. And he said he's had a couple of incidents, and he's just wants to warn people to call if somebody should approach them. It's always a big problem with these scamming things.
Well, then you have those scams, and then, of course, a couple of weeks ago, they announced the scam of people calling up and saying that they were selling T-shirts and stuff for local fire departments,
yeah.
and they weren't.
Right.
And that you were, once again, if you got that call and you wanted to support your local fire company, well, what you had to do is call your local fire company and see if it was true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, and it wasn't.
No, and it wasn't, yeah. So
yeah. It's really, I don't know about you, but we get call upon call upon call here every day for scams, and you just have to, you know, hang up.
Yeah, well, I do have a kind of a spam blocker on the phone, but it doesn't work really well.
No,
it doesn't, especially when they take over numbers, local numbers.
Yeah,
and like I always relate to the people at the time I'm sitting there, my phone rings, and I look at it's my phone number.
Yeah,
I was calling myself.
Calling yourself? Yeah, we get it's really and numbers that, you know, look familiar or names of people you know, and
yeah.
they're obviously not there, and so please be careful.
All right there, Ruth. Well, I want you to have a good week out there this week.
Even though you're gonna I don't think I'm going to get too much relaxation, but we will cover it and report to you next week.
And you'll be dodging raindrops except for every day except for Thursday.
That's what I hear. I'll put my galoshes on.
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
Marshall.
Ruth.
Have a good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.